it would have missed him. Had it varied that much in the other direction, the wound would have been fatal. Gordon considered himself to be fortunate, very fortunate, a $1 million wound. Only a man who had been in the front line at Bastogne could describe such a wound in such words. Chapter 12. The Breaking Point. Bastogne, January 1st through 13th, 1945. During the siege, Easy had been on the defensive, taking it. The greatest disadvantage to being put on the defensive in the woods was that the pines gave an optimum tree burst to artillery shells. But in other ways, being on the defensive had some decided advantage. By New Year's Day, the snow was a foot deep in some places, frozen on top, slippery. Even the shortest infantry movements were made under the most trying conditions. To advance, a man had to flounder through the snow, bending and squirming to avoid knocking the snow off the branches and revealing his position. Visibility on the ground was limited to a few meters. An attacker had little contact with the men on his left and right, and he could not see a machine gun position or a foxhole until he was almost on top of it. There were no roads, houses, or landmarks in the woods, so an advancing force would report its position by radio only by approximation. Squads on the attack had to move on compass bearings until they bumped into somebody, friend, or enemy. Ammunition boxes for resupply were hand-carried to the foxholes, as always, but in this case by men who had no clear idea of direction. Attacking in the cleared grazing fields was equally daunting. There was only one road, Noville, Foy, Bastogne, and it was ice-coated on top with black ice under the snow. German 88s were zeroed in on the road, which was also mined. But the alternative to attacking down the road was to come cross-country over the fields, which offered no concealment. The cultivated woods that had been home to Easy for 12 days were called the Bois Jacques. They extended to Easy's right, east, a couple of kilometers, to the railroad track and beyond. To its front, north, an open field sloped down to the village of Foy. The Germans held the Bois Jacques to the northeast. Their position was a wedge into the 101st Lines. It was the closest they were anywhere to Bastogne, only 3 kilometers away. Before the 101st could launch any general offensive, the Germans had to be driven from the Bois Jacques and Foy taken. The next objective would be the high ground around Noville.